Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time for another visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you in to this hour-long discussion of what's going on in the world of medicine from the perspective of a gentleman who has been studying. He's a student of medicine, has been for his full career, and in order to get to his career, he had to be a student. So I would guess, knowing his age and him as well as I do, he's been at this for 45 years, maybe a little longer, with his resident. How long to actually, let's talk about that for a second before we get into all of the things that you've been studying this week to pass along to our listeners. How long did it take you from the time you decided you wanted to be a doctor, and keeping in mind your older brother is a doctor as well, whether that was an influence or not, what was the timeline for you in high school, going through coursework and then college? When did Ken Kronhaus decide he wanted to be a doctor and then more specifically a cardiologist?
Well, I guess he wanted to play Major League Baseball in middle school and early in high school, and then realized that he wasn't going to survive playing Major League Baseball. Late in high school, I decided that being a doctor would be a good idea, physician. Mm-hmm. And and definitely hoped when I went to college, it was a real challenge to be able to get into medical school. So you had to really be very dedicated, as you are today. And so definitely in college, I decided that I wanted to go to medical school, and that's when life changes.
Mm-hmm.
And then... After that, it was it hasn't changed since what I wanted to do. The passion is still there.
Isn't that wonderful, though, when you think about it? With me, you and I are great friends, and maybe part of the thing that brings us together is our enthusiasm for what we do. And it doesn't, again, it's not an age thing. I like doing what I have been doing for a living. All the things that I've done in my life seem more interesting, more exciting as we spend more time at it. Maybe that's it. And what makes you good at it is, I guess, the fact that you like doing it, right? Although not everybody that likes what they do is good at it, and not everybody that's good at it likes what they do.
I had a high school math teacher. He was the football coach also, but he was a math 11, math 12 teacher. And he really impressed me. He used to talk about getting up early and going to the train station and asking the folks going to work how many of them were happy that they were going to work. And he would impress upon us before we got into the math lesson of the day about just making sure whatever we did, we were excited getting up in the morning to do. Because he was as excited getting up in the morning teaching math as you and I are getting up and doing what we do. Yeah. And that really impressed me as a young high school student. And I always made sure that whatever I did, I was going to be motivated by enjoying, having a passion for what I do.
My father and I never had a fabulous relationship, but I learned a lot from him in many different ways. One of the things he told me early on, and I think it was after I brought home a report card that wasn't so great, he said to me, "Well, you better choose wisely what you want to do." He never wanted me to continue being interested in the farm, if you are, whatever morning, when you wake up in the morning and you don't want to go to work, time to go find another job. And I think that's probably about as good advice as you can come up with. You don't like what you're doing. Why are you doing it?
Maybe he was my high school math teacher, your father.
Yeah, it could have been. All right. So anyway, Ken, from Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida, here at your service to talk about what else. Well, we'll hopefully get to it. I keep saying that every week, and sometimes we do, sometimes we're stretching it a little bit. But let's start with the vaccine situation and how it is helping older adults, what it is that the research at this point anyway, Ken, is pointing to.
This is good news because with COVID-19, it doesn't affect everybody equally. It's amazing how this virus dramatically affects older people and minimally affects younger people. In fact, more younger people have died from flu than from COVID-19. And if you look on the older side, the over 65s, it's just dramatically the opposite. And the good news from the CDC this week, we learned that in older adults, we're usually talking about over 65 with COVID-19, who receive both doses of either the Pfizer-BioNTech or the Moderna COVID-19 vaccines, they're at 94% less likely to be hospitalized with the disease than unvaccinated people. So these vaccines, the two mRNA, so-called mRNA, the new technology vaccines, are dramatically protective in the population that is especially at risk of dying from COVID-19. This is just wonderfully good news.
All right, so let's see what else we can find here that is good news. Vaccinated Americans don't need masks in small groups anymore, and there's also a question about distancing. You saw that MIT study this week, Ken, I'm sure, that suggested that a lot of the things that we were told last year really weren't effective, weren't necessary, but that's, you know, 2020 hindsight, I guess, at this point.
Well, the overly cautious, I say that with much politeness, the overly cautious CDC, very risk-averse CDC,
yeah,
at least this week has announced that fully vaccinated Americans do not need to wear masks outdoors if they're walking, running, or biking, or if they attend small outdoor gatherings with friends. So at least the very, very careful CDC has admitted there is a group of patients who they feel don't need to wear masks. I have even some more groups in my own mind who don't need to wear masks. I don't know if you want to get to that now.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
The group that I don't think needs to wear a mask are young children outside. Oh. I think that young children playing soccer wearing a mask is child abuse.
Ridiculous.
And
yeah,
and the data, the scientific data shows that young children in general don't get COVID-19, and if they do it, they don't die from it. As I said before, more young children have died from the flu than from COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And we know that it stunts their growth in young children, that it can be harmful. So the benefits of being unmasked outside far outweigh the risks for young children. I think it's time for our elementary school kids to get the masks off when they're outside. Even my own opinion when they're inside, because we know from schools in Sweden, the kids have been going to school throughout this whole epidemic. None of them are wearing masks, and we haven't had any outbreak of
COVID. It's become a cultural thing, much as anything else. I want to talk about this boy who died from COVID on Hawaii. His parents were both vaccinated, and maybe figure out why he died under the circumstances. We're talking about vaccinations as usual. The COVID thing is front and center. I think we'll be able to move on to some other things as the hour progresses. You're listening to DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. By the way, you can always reach Dr. Ken. You want to get some of his expertise. He's a preventative cardiologist, but he's pretty, as you can tell by listening to him here, very well versed in other things that come along that are medicine related. So you want to make a connection with Ken, you can do it through his office at 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. 735-1400, maybe some telemedicine, or if you're close enough down there, an in-person visit, because telemedicine is going to go out the window to a point, and more people going back to the offices, see how that works out. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug here.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless there's ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This report is sponsored by IBM. With billions of fans around the world, esports are the future of sports and entertainment. IBM is entering the arena by bringing AI and data to deliver best-in-class analytics and enrich the fan experience with the Overwatch League. IBM and the Overwatch League, a professional esports property built around the Overwatch game, launched Power Rankings with IBM Watson to objectively create AI-powered rankings of teams and players. IBM Watson technology helps make sense of the tremendous volume of data available in the game. Corey Shelton, digital strategist at IBM, explains.
As an avid gamer, the application of AI and cloud technology is an exciting development in the world of esports. With so much data and analytics around each unique team, it was impossible for a human being to observe and evaluate each team and player's rankings in real time. With IBM's Power Rankings with Watson, the game is being changed.
Check out Power Rankings at IBM.com/Overwatch.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronos. By the way, don't forget our DJV Health podcast with Ken. You can get it every week. It's always, there's a compilation there. Everything we've talked about with Ken for years is at DJVHealthShow.com. All of the conversations. One of the things, the most recent one, is a focus on insomnia and how we are having a problem with not being able to sleep well with all of the stuff having to do with COVID. That conversation is there with the stats about sleeping, and that's, you know, it's very important. Getting good night's rest. We all need to get a good night's rest. And as a matter of, by the way, you get the DJV Health podcast at DJVHealthShow.com, DJVHealthShow.com, or wherever you give your get your podcast. Also in this podcast, Ken gives a lowdown on bird flu. So speaking of sleep, better rest means better sex for older women. Who came up with that?
Well, this comes out of the Menopause, the Journal of the North American Menopause Society. This is a scholarly publication, people doing research in this area. What we learn is that good sleep may be the best prescription, Doug, for sexual satisfaction among older women. Women who do not routinely get restful slumber are nearly twice as likely to not have good sexual relationships. They most likely will lack desire, lack arousal, and it seems to be related to not getting good sleep.
All right, so words of the wise is efficient, I guess, there. Anybody ever come to you in a clinic and say, how do I improve my sex life?
Of course.
And you being the deadpan that you are, you can give them very, and it's, it becomes, your advice when it comes to stuff like that is like you're very clinical. And I think that's probably why it's appreciated, because, listen, more and more discussion. I remember some of the times we've gotten into conversations about sticky stuff even made me a little uncomfortable, and that takes a lot. Dr. Ken Kronos is here. I do want to get to the story of this kid that died in Hawaii, and we'll do that in the next half hour of the DJV Weekend Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronos.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Moving back into our focus on you and your health and your well-being from the perspective of an expert, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. So this boy who died from COVID on Hawaii, they were there, the family on vacation, parents were vaccinated, child was 10 years old, and so the lack of understanding, people, well, the parents were got vaccinated, so okay, that's good. But the child, unless he was living in a bubble, was exposed to other people, right? And there must have been some other compromising things. Kids, as you said a few minutes ago, don't die from having COVID.
Well, this is just the kind of story that the press loves to put on the front page.
Yep.
And this is just made for front page headline news these days. And this is a young boy who, well, there's no details about his medical history. All we know from the story is that the parents were vaccinated and they had no illness.
No symptoms, nothing.
If they were fine, and that the child was traveling to Hawaii and died in Hawaii and was positive for COVID-19. But we don't have any other details. We don't know what's going on, what the medical history of the child is, whether there are any other issues going on. And, you know, you're just given just a subset of the facts, and all it's going to do is scare every parent in America who reads this.
Yeah.
And it's clearly taken out of context, and I don't know where, how it's helping. And I would love to know the rest of the story, because we know how rare it is. Again, I'm going to say it again. More children this age group have died from the flu than have died from COVID-19. And I don't think that we're seeing on the front page every child who dies of the flu. And, right. And here we have a COVID-19 right. That gets big
yeah.
headlines.
Yep.
It gets mentioned on our show. So all I say is that I think this is a huge outlier from what's going on with this illness, and I would love to know the rest of the story and just reassure everybody that this is, that we're just not seeing in this age group a lot of issues.
Yeah, no, I think it is. But I think that I wanted to hear you tell people that, because when I say it in my various programs, I get accused of being an axe grinder because I'm always on to the news media and how damned irresponsible they are. It's not really the news media. Anyway, it's kind of like the way they've played up the numbers in the COVID thing, Ken. The number of doses administered every day, how many million people have had the vaccine, how many people have had this problem or that problem, and people in the hospital. I still am convinced, too, by the way, that we'll probably never know what the real numbers were, because the government incentivized the hospitals to reporting deaths of COVID, and I think half of them weren't.
A few of my colleagues were discussing this, and I couldn't help but overhear and join the conversation. A bunch of my colleagues were mentioning who are not new. You know, they've been around the barn a few times. Yeah. They're not rookies physicians. They're really sophisticated old-timers, if you will. I say that with much affection.
Love, yeah.
And just talking about how we've all never seen a disease so politicized in our entire careers than this one, and it's very perplexing.
Yeah, it is, because it's not, you don't know what the real story is. And I think, although this is not that kind of a program, there are plenty of other examples of that sort of thing happening. We just don't know what's real anymore and what's fake, the old fake news business. And it's not, I mean, there's something to it. There's a lot to it, in fact. All right, no fake news here. The story behind the story is we continue with a focus on your health, getting away from COVID in the next half hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaking at a drive-in rally in Georgia, President Biden touted his jobs, infrastructure, and tax proposals, including paid family leave. He says he knows why this is important. He told the crowd how he spent many years as a single father after a car crash killed his wife and young daughter. He said his parents and siblings had to help out with childcare.
No one should have to choose between a job and a paycheck or taking care of themselves, a loved one, a parent, or a spouse, or a child.
He says he wants the U.S. to provide up to 12 weeks paid family leave to parents like him who had no other option. Despite objections from activists, Democrats, and corporate leaders to reject any new restrictions on voting, the Florida legislature has passed an election bill. The new bill limits drop boxes compared to current law. It now heads to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis for a signature. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Critics say the Biden administration is not giving out correct border information. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Democrat Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona criticized President Biden for not laying out a comprehensive plan to address the recent surge in migrants at the southern border during his first address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. The junior senator said, "While I share President Biden's urgency in fixing our broken immigration system, what I didn't hear tonight was a plan to address the immediate crisis at the border," end quote. Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels on Fox News agrees. He says using video cameras, they've seen over 60,000 illegal immigrants entering the United States unchecked since President Biden's executive action on the southern border.
This is the largest humanitarian issue on the southwest border going on right now. When it comes to what the cartels are exploiting these people, these children, and then you look at the public safety aspect of this that's affecting all communities in America. In this fiscal year, we've had 60,000 getaways just in this sector of the border.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of an undocumented immigrant who challenged deportation. Justice Neil Gorsuch said the DOJ had not been sending notices to appear letters to illegal migrants. Attorneys for Augusto Nieves says he can legally appeal the deportation after being in the U.S. for more than 10 years. For the USA Radio News Networks, I'm Wendy King.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Going back into the focus on health here, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. So the president in his speech this week proposed banning menthol cigarettes. I guess I would want to go one step further. If you're going to ban something, and these people have never seen anything they didn't want to ban, but along this line, I guess I would be supportive of banning all cigarettes. And I wonder what you think about what's the difference, medically speaking, if there is any, Ken, in smoking a menthol cigarette and a non-menthol cigarette? What does it do to your body that's different? Is it worse, better? How does that shake out?
Well, a cigarette's a cigarette, and, some may say that with a menthol cigarette, you're gonna suck even harder. And, a cigarette's a cigarette.
And that's it. Yeah. And what it does to you, I always focus on the secondary smoke aspect. You and I have talked about this on the air, how it affected those of us who are around smoking. I think you think that any of the congested things that I may have, compromised, a little COPD here and there, came from being around secondary smoke, right? That would be true for anybody who has been around it, and that never seems to be a focus.
Well, I think it's a focus in a lot of quarters, and secondhand smoke is not a healthy thing, and it's a good idea to stay away from it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But again, on the other hand, you know, not to get into a hotbed, but, it's hard for me to understand people advocating that it's illegal to smoke cigarettes, but it's legal to recreationally smoke marijuana. You know, that logic, you know, you're either going to have no rules and just give people recommendations and education and then let people decide what they want to do to their bodies, the freedom to decide, or you're going to have rules. And I don't want to play the rule person, but I just point out the inconsistency in having an absolute rule that people can't smoke nicotine, but advocating legally recreational use of marijuana, because both of them are not healthy. And why we're advocating for one and not the other, or why we just get out of the way and let people decide after they've given instructions, you would just expect that there'd be some consistency. And it's hard for people who understand the health risks of smoking, why there'd be an advocacy for getting rid of recreational cigarettes and advocating in one state after another that we get out of the way with marijuana and allow recreational use. And I'm not saying that I'm advocating one or another. I'm just pointing out the inconsistency.
All right, and well put, well said. Next up here, a focus on your education. Focus on those who have college degrees and what happens as you get older, even if you've had a lot of stuff in your noggin during your lifetime, yeah?
Yes. We used to think that more and more education might save the brain from shrinking as we get older. And that whole concept is being rethought. This came out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, which is a very reputable body of scientists, mainstream body, credible. And what they conclude in their studies this week is that college degree may be useful in many ways, but this new research suggests it probably won't keep your brain from shrinking with age.
Now, what about, remember, I had my brain examined a couple of months ago, as opposed to having my head examined, and the blood flow was an important thing when it comes to brain decline. I certainly have learned that lesson from seeing all the graphs. I'm fortunate not a lot of people have the access to the resources that I did and do have when it comes to this, but you saw the results and the areas of my brain that aren't getting as much blood and other areas that are getting more blood than they were before, and what direct impact that has on the functioning of your brain. That is enough. The blood carries oxygen to your brain. That's all important stuff to keep your brain functioning, right?
Absolutely. And I think you're getting more into the details. This is an area that you remarkably know a lot about. And I was talking more in general.
Yeah, no,
and
I know.
And you're getting into the specific functioning that keeps the brain from shrinking.
Well, I think we all ought to know how our bodies work. You know that. My philosophy with you, as I've expressed it on this program over the years, and as long as I've known you and we've been friends, I want to know what's going on in my body. I don't want any surprises. I want to know if there's something wrong, how to do whatever you need to do to fix it. That's just me. Some people, I'm a curious sort anyway, no matter what, but I don't believe in letting your body go and deteriorate if you have something that you can do to kind of fix that problem. And now let's sort of dovetail that into a study that I see here about living longer. People are now living longer who have type 2 diabetes, and that connection to what's going on in your brain.
Well, type 2 diabetes is when the blood sugar is too high, associated with obesity. The cells of the body just become insensitive to the excess insulin that's being secreted, and this excess insulin to try and drop the blood sugar has effects from head to toe that are not healthy to the body. And what we learned from the Journal of the American Medical Association, that people 70 years and older diagnosed with type 2 diabetes over 10 years earlier are more than twice as likely to develop dementia than those who do not have the blood sugar disorder. So just another reason to keep the weight under control and to get into an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay. Limit the white flour products, the bakery goods. That's what brings on type 2 diabetes.
Yum.
Everything one likes.
Yeah, right, exactly. All that stuff. How dare you throw a monkey wrench into that. Okay, then there is this study focusing on the kinds of bedding that you expose your youngsters to. The babies and up to what age, Ken, is there a focus in this study?
This is a study of children age one and under, a study of nearly 5,000 youngsters. And what they discovered, published this week in the medical journal Pediatric, is that soft bedding is to blame for a majority of sudden, unexpected infant deaths in children under the age of one, and 72% of the cases involved soft bedding, which I think is clearly not safe for this age group.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about bedding a little bit. I don't know that my pillow has bedding for youngsters that are that age, or I mean, but the application of what they have there, mostly for adults, you get a good night's rest, it's going to be better for everybody in the family. We all know that. And so my pillow, fantastic products. I've just been sent the new product catalog, which has the new bathrobes in it for my pillow, the new pajamas in it for my pillow, and yep, the new my slippers. If you love spending time, and who hasn't spent a lot of time in their home, comparison to earlier in your life, last year has changed it pretty much. Everybody's life is upside down. And so if you spend more time around your home and you wanted to be more casual, I'll bet you were wearing slippers. I wear slippers all the time. When I'm working, all the radio work I do is done from a studio I have in my home. I don't have to go outside. I'm in usually a very casual outfit, a bathrobe, pillows, and I got my new moccasin My Pillows on right now. Very comfortable, very supportive, three-tier cushioning system that has a combination of My Pillow fill, an impact gel, and a memory foam. So it absorbs any impact you have going up and down the stairs, that sort of thing. Check it out. And as usual, the 65-day guarantee. You try these slippers, you don't like them, you send them back, get your money back. And when you use the DJV discount code at checkout, you get 40% off of these new My Slippers. That's quite a deal, quite a bargain. So take yourself to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, there's an area there, and then when you decide you're going to order the My Slippers or whatever you've got, use the discount code, the promo code DJV. And there are certainly lots of deep discounts that come as a result of using that. Check it out. All the MyPillow products, including the new slippers, at MyPillow.com. Check out with the code DJV. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus. Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus and what's going on in the world of medicine. You're a cardiologist, so we've neglected to talk about a few things from your area of expertise. Let's talk about work and social strain, which apparently increase a woman's risk of heart disease. Why women and not men? Or is this something on top of men? You're seeing this all the time. You've said this any number of times here. Women are more at risk across the board for getting heart disease than they ever were before, right? How many of your patients are women versus men? Is it 50-50, 60-40? What do you think?
It's probably a little bit more women. Really? And the statistics show that women are slightly more at risk of dying from heart disease than men, believe it or not. But that's mm-hmm. true. And also women tend to be, in general, I hate to generalize, but I think it's well accepted that women tend to be more aware of their bodies and tend to come to the doctor quicker than guys. And it's not true for everybody, but in general. And often you'll have a guy who's loved by some women, dragged to the doctor's office by the woman who loves him. But this is not true in everybody, but you know, you can generalize a little bit. And I think that's why we probably see a little bit more women, but we see both, and both sexes are very well represented in the cardiologist's office.
Mm-hmm. So what about this indication that a daily cup of coffee brings you around to a lower risk for heart failure? Is that, you know, I'm remembering our conversations about if I'd had AFib, which I didn't have and don't have, as it turns out, but the coffee, sometimes I've been told, will sort of ramp up that, you describe it as like a bag of worms beating in your heart. But now it looks like coffee is good for lowering the risk for heart failure. So,
well, let's not confuse too many people too much here. One issue that you brought up, atrial fibrillation, is an electrical issue, and then the other is a heart functioning issue, heart failure, where there's adequate blood and oxygen being pumped out to the body for the needs of the body. But just in general, caffeine, we know that for most of us, staying under 400 milligrams of caffeine per day is okay and might be a little healthy. And unless you're in the very small group of people who are very caffeine sensitive, enjoy your coffee, because it might be, as Doug is suggesting, heart healthy, but you just want to avoid going above 400 milligrams. And it's really hard to tell you how many cups that is, because depending on how it's put together, it could be one cup or it could be several cups, but just try to stay under 400 milligrams of caffeine per day.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's some more good advice from Dr. Ken. You can get personal advice from him. Call the office. Make an appointment. What the heck? 352-735-1400. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mondura, Florida, here on DJV Health. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's get to questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the DGV Health portion of the program, the focus on all the studying that Ken does, but also practical questions from folks. We talk a lot about vitamin D on our programs. I talk a lot about it in my my broadcast work, and I do it because I'm very much a believer. You taught me to be a believer because the numbers with vitamin D, it seems strange. We're out in the sun a lot, and you know, we eat proper diet. A lot of people still don't have enough vitamin D. So what is the problem? What does that do to you in part? I saw something about muscle function. I guess I wonder whether it has to do with cramps or things like that. What's the deal?
Well, I think in the health news this week was an article about how not enough vitamin D may actually impair muscle function. But vitamin D is used from head to toe, and it's so important that we have it so that from the brain down to the toes are functioning properly. And the nice thing is it's very easy to measure the level. So if you've never had a level done, when your doctor does your blood work, just ask them to put a vitamin D level in there. And then if it is low, you can easily get a supplement. And the important thing is take your vitamin D with a meal. It's absorbed much more effectively from your intestines if you take it with a meal. And what I do is I take a single multivitamin each day. It has about 1,000 units of vitamin D, and that keeps my maintenance up. Some people need more, and I'm not going to tell you exactly what dose you need. That comes from interacting with your healthcare provider. But ask about it. Make sure your vitamin D level. Most people, you want it at least 30 or higher.
All right. We've been talking about the brain. Apparently, there's a study that suggests, and I wonder how we deal with pre-diabetics Is it sugar diabetes, as it's called sometimes, diabetes type 2? But if you have this malady, can it harm the way your brain will function? I suppose it's like back to the sugar, and sugar's not good for anything. I'm guessing, but what's the real answer here?
Are you talking about type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes?
Pre-diabetes. Limit it to that.
Pre-diabetes is this condition where the fasting blood sugar is between 100 and 120, or the hemoglobin A1C, which is that approximately 3-month average of your blood sugar. It's not quite high enough to be in the diabetic range, but it's higher than normal. This is a warning that if you don't lower your blood sugar, you're going to end up and getting diabetes. And the treatment for it is diet, getting down to ideal body weight, lowering the white flour intake. I didn't say avoiding it, because I'm a great believer in treats, but just diminishing the amount, and then getting into an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay. And the more we study pre-diabetes, we are learning that it can have health impacts, and that's what Doug is suggesting. So I would definitely try to not avoid a diagnosis of pre-diabetes, but make the lifestyle changes that are necessary. There are some more provocative studies being done where it's actually being treated with medication, but I would definitely first try lifestyle to get this under control.
All right, now, the combination of drinking lots of alcohol and eating lots of red meat have been apparently a boost to colon cancer. What is there about that combination that makes it lethal?
Well, we know that each of them in themselves is not good. Red meat can increase the risk of cancer. Too much alcohol can increase the risk of cancer. And like many things in medicine, when they get together, one and one is two, it's 5 or 10. So whatever adverse effects they're having alone, together, they work in combination even worse.
Yeah, wow. It's just, well, you'll be a part of the program, be a part of the questioning here. You can follow us at DJV Show, send your questions in, whatever you have, in Facebook as well. Ken has a plethora of information, and it's important for us to share as much as we can, because this is a time in our lives when medicine has been something very confusing to lots and lots of people. Ken helps to straighten all of that out. And if you would like to have a session with Ken, check it out. Call his office, 352-735-1400, for that wonderful new thing called telemedicine. I'm Doug Steffen on that wonderful thing called the DJV Health Program.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.